In our mouths contains something the Bible describes as unruly, evil, and full of deadly poison. I'm talking about our tongues. Our tongues are to be guarded. In James 3, the scripture opens up telling us that not many of you should become teachers. Why? Because the position of a teacher is a position of influence, a position of great power, whereby we can speak with our mouths to edify, to magnify, or annihilate the very soul of anyone. The scripture gives the analogy that we put bits in a horse's mouth so that we are able to guide and direct them so that they will obey what we are leading and guiding them to, implementing that it is the power of what is in our mouth that can control a forward or a backward move of ourselves and others. Life and death, we know, is in the power of the tongue. We need to watch what we say. In our casual conversations, in our joking conversations, in our professional conversations, and even spiritually, making sure that our emotions, our anger, and any ungodly intentions don't compromise the righteousness of God. In Proverbs 29 and 11, the scripture tells us that a fool fully vents his anger and his thoughts, but the wise know when to withhold and be silent. Remember, when you start your day with truth, blessings throughout the remainder of the day is inevitable. And when you commit your heart, your mind, body, and soul to the studying of the Word of God, you lay a path for uncompromised joy. Be blessed.
And then I say a prayer to the Lord. And in my prayer, I ask the Lord to guide me. Because I know that the Lord guide me, everything will be all right. If I just let Him guide me. This is my little prayer tonight. While I'm traveling this land, will you guide me?
Guide me.
It's my prayer tonight. Will you guide me?
Guide me.
Please, Lord. Will you guide me?
Guide me.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, guide,
guide
me.
I believe if you guide me, it'll be all right.
All right.
Can I get a witness on that tonight,
yes,
church?
It will be.
Won't it be all right?
All right.
When I kneel down on my knees, I ask the Lord, sometime I said, sometime I don't know. I don't know which way to go. Lord, guide me.
Guide me.
That's my prayer tonight. You got me, Jesus.
Guide me.
Please, Lord. Will you guide me?
Guide me.
This is my prayer tonight, Lord.
Guide me.
I believe if you guide me,
everything,
it'll be all right.
All right.
I won't have to worry about it. It'll be all right. I kneel down on my knees, ask the Lord, I said, will you guide me?
Guide me.
Lord, guide
me.
Lord, I need you to guide
me.
This is my prayer this evening, Jesus. Sometimes I can't see my way. Sometimes I don't know which way to turn. But that's the Lord. I said, please, please don't leave me, Lord. I want you to look down and be a light to my pathway. Oh Lord, I want you to be a lamp to my footstep, Jesus. I ask the Lord sometime, I said, Lord, God, need I need you, Lord. I need you to guide me. Take me by my hand, Lord. Jesus, everything, everything.